Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. Previously we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, attributes, sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-raqib. Ar-raqib wa daqaf. Ar-raqib. We put a ya before that, ya raqibu. Ar-Raqibu, the caretaker, the overseer, that is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one that is taking care of everything. And Allah Ta'ala has a system how to take care of everything. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has a complete, perfect system. Everything is synchronized in harmony. And what we call the maghibat, the unseen. Ghaib, you know, ghaib means something which is unseen, hidden from our eyes. So we have the maghibat, those things that are what within our sight is the unseen, but the demand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we believe in it. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ Surah Al-Baqarah, the first few ayats, Allah ta'ala says, those that believe, those that have iman in the unseen. That is why it's very important for us to discuss at home every day the unseen, so that this yaqeen comes into our heart. The yaqeen has to come. Right now we have yaqeen upon what we see. Ulama explain what we see has an effect on the iman. What we see, what we hear, what we think, what we perceive affects the iman. That is why we are taught when we go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we go to Raiwin, they have a special cause that how to take this out from the heart, that dunya, insan, makhluk cannot do. Without the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, everything sab murdeh, all are dead. Nobody can do anything without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you see things happening, is it happening from there? Where you see things happening, is it happening from there? You're putting the light on, is it happening from the switch? There's something behind the switch. When the light doesn't work, then you call the electrician. Just see what's behind, maybe some wires are loose. But is it even behind that also? So, har cheez ke peeche, har cheez ke peeche, aur har parda ke peeche Allah ki qudrat hai. Behind the veil of everything is the unseen power of Allah. Allah decides it, the light will go on. Allah decides it, the car will come on. Allah decides it, the water will come out. But our iman, when the water doesn't come out, we'll try everything. And then finally, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Now we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala last. Allah ta'ala must come first. We put Allah ta'ala last, and my life is like that. And unfortunately, nowadays we find in some things don't work. The language that comes out sometimes, inna lillah. The car doesn't work. We send it to the mechanic. We bring it home, not starting again. Now the vocab that comes out against the mechanic. Mechanic can't do it. Is it Khuda? Is it Allah? Yes, he will try his best, whatever it may be. But even if he fail in his duty, I mustn't fail in my duty. I must still connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants to hear me saying it. Allah, and all these imtihanat and all these tests will come. Allah Ta'ala will test you. This might not work. Sometimes the iron not working. Now you come home, the wife says, iron broke. And now you make a big noise. And how domestic used it? How what she did? Inna lillah. Inna lillah. Musibat came, I just bought you, warranty just finished, and now you're making a big noise at home. Can't tell this old man anything. Everything he makes a noise about, and you blame somebody. Say, inna lillah. It was expiry time already. And Ajib, as the Tamir Rahmatullah Ali says, that if somebody has to go through some difficulty in life, ill health, some problem with the children, or with the family, or business, or he met in an accident. So you tell the person, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then you tell him, mashallah, you're so fortunate. You get upset. You get, what you mean I'm so fortunate? He says, because we haven't connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The heart and the mind doesn't think like how Allah Ta'ala wants us to think. Many students, when we went 1 year Jamaat also, so an alim was testing us in Makkah Mukarram, Ali Farooq Sahib asked us few things from Tafsirul Jalali and some tafsir we do in Quran Sharif. So he asked us, ye aadmi sochta hai aqal ke saath ya dil ke saath? Man thinks with his brain or his heart. He said, how can he think with your heart? You see, with his brain, say, go back to madrasa. We did tafsir. I said, we did tafsir. He says, then you don't have the mizaj of Quran Sharif still. The temperament of Quran hasn't come in your heart after doing entire Quran, tafsir and tarjuma. Quran says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Quran says, they have hearts with which they cannot fathom and cannot ponder. you fathom and ponder with the heart. The brain is only a receptor that takes the information in. He says, you read Quran, but Quran hasn't come in your heart yet. So we're reading Quran Sharif, but it's not coming into us. Somebody goes through some difficulty, child fell down, tell him, glad tidings, mashallah. Quran says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Quran is saying, give glad tidings to the sabr karne wale. Give glad tidings to those that have been afflicted with difficulty. We tell somebody glad tidings, they get upset. Allah is saying glad tidings to you. What I'm going to give you after that? You can't even think on your sabr and your patience. What I'm going to give you, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلِيمُ صَلَوَاتُمْ. Hazrat tells us also, anything has to happen, say, read the whole ayat. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Read right till there. So this yaqeen comes into the heart. The yaqeen upon Allah. Where some difficulty came upon you, you went through it. And it can be the most menial of things also. Smallest of things can. Common example, we give hot water got finished in the bathroom. Then the vocab is different over there also. The garam pani got finished and the vocab is garam now. See, inna, you can't say inna lillahi in the bathroom, but in your heart you can see it. Sometimes, masturat at home, they cooking, they baking, something happened, the cake flopped, biscuits didn't come out right, now they want to blame thermo fan, blame this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika. Allah said, you said that upon those people will be salawatum na rabbihim. Salawat from Allah. Allah said, I will send upon you salawat. Salawat, glad tidings from Allah. Salawatum ya Rabbihim wa rahma. Allah says salutations upon you. Salutations upon you. And wa rahma, my mercy upon you. The Allah Ta'ala says, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Subhanallah. Certification from Allah. Because you uttered the right thing, Allah Ta'ala says, these are the rightly guided ones. You got hidayat. You got hidayat, you want guidance. Because you just said the right thing. Or neki khenchti hai. Say good deed pulls a good deed. You did the right thing, Allah will open more tawfiq for you. And more tawfiq. Sometimes you're so stuck in some problem, some financial problem, something banking, you did EFT wrong account, and the whole head is not working. Can't get through to the call center. We know what it is nowadays. Can't get through to the call center. Then you're waiting for 20 minutes, then the call gets cut, then you phone again. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, only you can make this happen. I can't do it. It's beyond me. I don't have the ability. Tawfiq is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This yaqeen to come on the heart upon the ghaib and the unseen. Now we are so bombarded with everything seen around us. At instant, everything is instant. Everything was happened same time. Because it gives the example also. That the farmer came from the farm area, came into the city. He came into the city and was passing by somewhere. And he sees a tap in the wall and somebody opened it and water came out immediately. He says, Subhanallah. City people are so advanced. Just for one tap like that, water came out. He said, where can I get one like this? He said, you go to the hardware store. So he went there and he sees little taps. He said, this is magic. You just put it in the wall and you open and water comes out. In the farm area, we have to go and take out the water from the well, carry on our backs and our heads, send the children. City people are very advanced. Instant, you just put the tap on there, open it, and instant the water comes out. Subhanallah. He bought a few dozen, I'll take it home, I'll show them magic. Then he went to the supermarket. He said, there's instant water. Then he went to the supermarket. And then he said, instant baby powder. He said, Subhanallah. Instant baby powder. See, if I have a baby, here's a powder for it. So he took the powder home also. He says, wife, you don't have to do the whole chakkar. Instant baby will come out. Overnight. Brother says, how we want it. Overnight. It happened instantly. No sabr, no patience. He says, you have to have patience. Allah Ta'ala will give salawat, rahmat, muhtadun, hidayat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But this whole exercise is how to connect the heart to Allah. What we see happening, is it happening from there? It's all a dhokha, all a deception. And as it tells us also, as it says, years ago we seen in the newspaper before, the advertising for BMW, they say the ultimate driving pleasure. They're still saying the same thing. It's still the ultimate. He says ultimate is Quran Sharif. Ultimate, never change. You want pleasure is Quran Sharif. If you want proof, Hazrat says, then listen to Surah Fatiha, how many years you listening? He still says, Subhanallah. Look at that Qari. Look at that Qari. Even the Qari himself, second rakat, he read different. He doesn't know how it came out like that. So Allah Ta'ala is amazing. Allah's Quran Sharif. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, kulla yawmin, ikulla heen min al ahyan, wa kulla lahza min al lahzat. every second, every blink of the eye, Allah Ta'ala's shan, Allah Ta'ala's grandeur, Allah Ta'ala's jamal, Allah Ta'ala's beauty is changing all the time. It's changing all the time. So when we connect to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we can imagine what the heart will experience. But at the same time, we're not doing it for feelings. Zakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, Abdul Latif banu, Abdul Lutf mat banu. Don't become a slave of just feelings, excitement, enjoyment. He says, become Abdul Latif. Become the slave of Al-Latif, Jalla Jalalu. I'm Allah's slave. Whether I feel anything also. Hazrat would say also, Kamal is this, perfection is this, that I don't feel like doing my zikr. Then why I do it? He says, now you are genuine. Now you are genuine. Many people say also, I don't feel anything anymore. We know, you go 4 months Jamaat, 1 year Jamaat, come back with fikr, alami fikr, to shake the entire world. Yes, we must have the niyat, definitely. But as I say, like Kareem Sodana. Now it's all in a josh, shaking everybody up and slowly, but this you forgot what happened. The taqaza. Taqaza is the most abused word in the world right now. Taqaza. Used for everything. Whether ghusl, whether wuzu, whether toilet, whether nikah, everything is taqaza. So Hazrat says, dekho, that person does it for enjoyment. I am feeling good, so I do it. So in that also, that enjoyment, there's a bit of taint of what you will say, shirk-e khafi. Shirk, like you're ascribing partners to Allah, that my nafs too is enjoying it. I'm doing for Allah, but also I got some share in this. Now if I don't have the feeling anymore, I don't feel like doing it. Now this kamal, now Ya Allah, I'm doing it because I'm your true slave. I have to do it for you, my Allah. There's no one else I can do it for. Hazrat would explain also how beautifully, subhanAllah. This is the Shaykh al-Kamil. He says a person now changes his life and he's got all the feeling in him. He's enjoying his salah, enjoying his Quran tilawat. He's making dua, the tears are flowing. And slowly as time goes on, then he's just fading away. Doesn't have that feeling anymore. So as the Hakim al-Madhu say, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala gives you in the beginning some incentive. Perks are there. Enjoy it. He's not going to be there all the time. So Allah Ta'ala gives the incentive, the perk, that mehman, that guest will come in the heart of Allah's mehman will come, guest will come in the heart. When that guest will come in the heart, don't let him go catch him. Heart also change, person also keep a beard, start wearing topi, pants above the ankles, change his life. This guest came from Allah, entertain him. Entertain the guest and keep him with you. Hazrat would explain now that a person felt like that in the beginning and slowly that feeling faded away. He says, now, not feeling like that before. So now, everything is difficult. Difficult to get up, difficult to get going, to make my zikr, to make my Quran tilawat. He says, now you must get up and move now. Allah Ta'ala gave you that incentive, that perks was there, enjoyment was there. Now you must move. You're not only doing it for that. He says, Hazrat would explain how you have fresh milk from the cow. Fresh milk from the cow, and then the housewife will heat it. And slowly, slowly the pure milk comes to the bottom. What comes on the top? The cream, the malai. So he says, in the beginning what happens, Allah Ta'ala gives you malai. Enjoy it. Enjoy the zikr now. Put some flavor, some honey there. Have it with roti, some fresh bread, some minty roti. Now you're enjoying it. That's your time to enjoy it. The tears are flowing. He says, but that the malai won't stay there all the time. He has to get finished. What will remain behind now is pakka iman. Now I'm settled. Now you must carry on doing it now. Whether I enjoy or don't enjoy, I have to do it. He says, now if you're going to be like that, if you're going to feel now that I'm not enjoying it anymore, so zikr is difficult. He says, if you're doing everything for enjoyment, how many nikahs would last then? After 15, 20 years, as I says in the beginning, when a boy just got married, then he can't even leave his wife too. Opening the door for her, closing the door for her. And now he's sending her text message every half an hour, every 20 minutes, every 1 hour, sending her heart, missing you, waiting to come home. Hazrat says in the morning is white musk, in the night is some other musk, and 20 years time is all his zambak, and now it's all everything else. He says now in the beginning that muhabbat is here, waiting to go home. Waiting to go home in the beginning. After 10 years, now he's standing outside the masjid talking. Now the family waiting, he says, now she can't say, oh, you don't love me anymore. Now the love is mature now. The love, muhabbat, now we committed. You're not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere. I have to come back home. Now we are committed. In the beginning years, the josh was there. Now the muhabbat and the love is now mature. In the beginning is mawadda, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. In the beginning there is muhabbat and love. Allah Ta'ala makes that muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala unites the hearts. And ورحمة, مفسرين say in the beginning of nikah, Allah Ta'ala makes muhabbat, mawaddat. And then after 20 years, 25 years, Allah Ta'ala creates between the hearts of rahmat and mercy. Then now he overlooks her, and she overlooks him. In the beginning everything was rosy. He says, now after many years of marriage, now she knows you, as I say, she knows your nakhras also, and you know her moods, now you have rahmat. Otherwise you get irritated. Then why are you like this now? She says, what's your problem also? Now you snoring, go sleep the next room. He says, no, this is rahmat, never mind. He's gone old, look after him. She also, he'll overlook her. This is rahmat Allah Ta'ala, crazy between husband and wife. He says, now the muhabbat is mature. So how to get this yaqeen upon the unseen? That where is happening from, in reality, is it happening from there? Behind that is a command of Allah. This is why we say before every amal, Bismillah, Durud Sharif, Bismillah, Durud Sharif. Connecting to Allah. Ya Allah, only you are doing it, I'm not doing it. So no praise belongs to me. No matter how intelligent I can be, no matter how sharp I can be, my business also, or some way or the other, somebody took me. He said, I don't know how this happened. And everything checked. Everything was above board. How this staff of mine got through the system, I can't even understand it. How he took me for so many. There's so much of money he took me. Allah Ta'ala's hukam it was. Allah Ta'ala's command to show you. Even the awliya, the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali, see, even the great awliya also, Allah Ta'ala keeps them in His protection. Is it that they on their own they're pious? Yes, Allah Ta'ala gave them tawfiq to do the a'mal, that Allah Ta'ala protects them also. As it explains to that when the awliya, they get closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then their hearts become even more delicate and more sensitive to the temptations of dunya. We think now nothing, they don't feel. He says definitely, it's there. It's even more tempting. It's only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that diverts them away and gives them more enjoyment in khalwat and solitude. So Allah Ta'ala, He's the only one. No man can do it on his own. That the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that even the great awliya, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala allows them sometimes even to slip. Even for them to slip some minor sin, something which is not the ideal thing, is why Allah Ta'ala allows them to slip so that the takabbur and pride doesn't come in their heart, that may he neku, that I am pious. Allah Ta'ala shouldn't know. Is that you? I am allowing you. I am keeping you close to me. You become my beloved. You brought sunnah in your life. You brought my commands. You became my mahbub. You became my beloved. It's only by the fazl of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nobody. And as Hakim Sahib would quote the ayat of Quran Sharif also. وَلَوَلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it was not for the Fadlullah. Fadlullah, Hazrat explains South African tarjuma. Fadlullah Bansela. Or Bansela. Free of charge. Allah says, I'm giving you free. You want a rahmat, then you have to pay for it. Then if you do special amal for the rahmat of Allah, we, Hazrat says, South Africans, we are living in Bansan. Allah is giving free. All of it, doing everything wrong. Allah is just giving, and Allah is just giving, and Allah is just giving. Fadlullah. If it was not for the fadl of Allah, wa rahmatuhu, and His rahmat, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada. No one ever would be able to purify himself. Impossible. It's only the fazal of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. Where to find the fazal of Allah? Where to find the rahmat of Allah? As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, if you want mitai, fir mitai walo ke paas jao. Go to the mitai wala. You'll find mitai over there. Kapra chahte ho, to kapre wala ke paas jao. If you want material, clothing, cloth, go to the people of fabric. If Allah chahte ho, if you want Allah, to Allah wala ke paas jao. You go to the Allah wala. So you'll find Allah there. Allah has made a system where you'll find the fazl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah. This is Allah Ta'ala has kept it. And then too, as Rakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, is it so cheap also? Is that so? Cheap. He says Allah Ta'ala didn't keep taqwa in the ground. Allah Ta'ala didn't keep his muhabbat in the ground. Otherwise, he says everyone would be digging mines. How they look for gas and for oil, they were looking for taqwa on the ground. So Allah Ta'ala didn't keep it in the ground. Allah kept it in the hearts of his walis. Go and drill over there. Go and show muhabbat and love, and Allah will give you His muhabbat. If Allah Ta'ala kept it in the ground, then those that have the means, they will go dig it out, we got taqwa. Allah Ta'ala had it over there. There was gold, there was coal, and here was taqwa. They say, petrol ki tarah nahi hai. Is it like gas and petrol? Allah Ta'ala didn't put it in the ground. It's more valuable than all gold. Allah put it in the zameen. zameen, to get it out, a lot of mess and dirt. To get oil out also, to get petrol out also, crude oil, how much of mess and dirt is that? You see, imagine Allah Ta'ala kept taqwa, such a messy job to get it out from the earth. Allah kept it in the hearts of the awliya, where it's pure and clean, go and get it from there. Pure environment, clean environment, where the zikr of Allah is taking place, Quran tilawat is taking place, Allah said, go, you'll find it there. You won't find it in the ground where there's deception, there's dhoka, there's dirt. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. To get taqwa from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to make our tazkiyah and to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after Hazrat explains, only Ar-Raqib can maintain this beautiful system of the universe with such precision. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of every atom in the universe, and it is under His scrutiny that this whole system is running. Now, when it comes to science, they'll explain to you also how everything is operating in the world. Hazrat says, no, go and study science. Go and study science with the imani eye. He said, what is science for a mu'min? Science will teach you the workings of Allah. How my Allah works. Allah gave you a guideline in the Quran Sharif. This is the stars, the moon, and the rest of it. And when He came to the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala gave them knowledge of this dunya. To see what they have to tell you. See what they have to tell you. But Hazrat says, don't get involved in the wrong documentaries. I say, Marana say, go and see what's happening. Now go see documentary. See, when you see documentary, Allah Ta'ala draws your attention every day. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَعَلَىٰ Allah says, don't have tawazu and humility all the time that you're looking down. Morning time, look up a little bit. Look, Allah Ta'ala, sun, how it's coming up. Then see the moon after, how it follows suit in the evening. Look at the day, how the night envelopes it, and covers it up. Allah Ta'ala says, look at my documentary. Look at my documentary and think, who's doing it? That just now, when I came Fajr, everything was quiet. The curtains were closed. Cell phones were off. Nothing was happening. Everything was quiet. And a person came after Fajr Salah, read his Ishraq, he's going home. Now it's sunrise. After sunrise, just on that ball of fire and flame arising, Allah Ta'ala took it out in the horizon. See, all of a sudden, the entire dunya came alive. Who told them? Allah Ta'ala made the system like that. Who's doing it? No insan is doing it. Okay, I took out the sun, all must wake up. Allah says, I'm doing it. He said, but you're so busy in your chakkar, you don't even fathom and think, Ya Allah, how are you controlling this entire thing? But I got a plan in my head, I have to do. There's no time to look at Allah Ta'ala's documentary. Now the phones are ringing, the cars are starting, children are getting ready, they're going to madrasa, everything is starting. Where it happened from? Allah Ta'ala just took out one sun. See Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Where is all the entire وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا Allah Ta'ala says, I made the day for you to earn a livelihood. Where it starts? Summer, sunrise. Who did it? Allah. But we don't even realize. Ya Allah, how are you doing it? And then, insan gets tired at night. Allah says, my banda has to sleep tonight. He's tired now. Can't leave the sun out all whole day. How slowly Allah Ta'ala makes it set, how beautifully. Everything just goes quiet all of a sudden. Even the pigeons and the birds also, they go away home. Sometimes you saw my zikr they're making on the trees. Once azan for Maghrib starts, already they go on quiet. That is why old people used to say to the children, become like the birds. Whole day you can play outside, night time come home. By Maghrib time, be home now. Even the animals know that. Only certain animals come out in the night, the beasts, and some other janwars come out. That's why nightlife is that for us. Nightlife is there for a bit. Hazrat Ali Rahman says also, he says, after midnight, a lot of creations of Allah that roam the earth, which don't come out in the day, and those that come out in the night, because they are out in the streets, and those type of creations come out, so what happens to these insan, they begin to adopt their attributes and their qualities of those animals. And you find what happens, how insan becomes. Doesn't know who he is, whether he's insan, whether he's human, whether he's an animal. Right. Just because of the time. There's a time now to be at home, to be with the family. But there's a time now they made all the attractions out of the house. Hazrat Ali says, is it the time to be outside? Now's the time to be inside the house. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Thereafter, Hazrat quotes a few lines of poetry. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi has so beautifully started. He says in poetry form, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ يَوْمًا فلا تقل خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب ولا تحسبن الله يغفل ساعة ولا ألما يخفى عليه يغيب. He says, if you are ever in solitude, do not say I am alone. If you are ever in solitude, don't ever say. Your iman will demand to say, I'm not alone. Inna ma'i. Inna rabbi. Ma'i. Inna ma'i ya rabbi. My Allah is with me. I'm not alone. Allah is always with me. If you are in solitude, do not say, I am alone. But say, someone is watching over me. Like how one person mentioned to my Yusuf Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I was going to China. And I was alone in the hotel room. Temptation is there, temptation is there. The nafs is pounding. The heart to get involved in haram. But they just remember that your one line. And I repeated that line till I fell asleep. What was that line? If only. If only. If only. If only Malakul Maut is to come now. See, that just kept me away. Could just happen now. Could just happen. Allah is watching over me. Allah can dispatch Malakul Maut right now. It can just happen. We look at those this last week, two ulama we lost, Rahim, Allah Ta'ala, fully qabr of Noor, Allah Ta'ala, make the maghfarat. Mufti Desai Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Peter Marisburg just entered the masjid for Zuhur Salah. On Imamat also, met a Sati over there, chest began to pain, put him on the chair next to him, collapsed into his lap. Couldn't manage the pain. Then he just calmed him down a bit, made him sit up again. Then he told someone else, perform the Salah, begin the Zuhur Salah. Will join maybe the second or third rakat. Sat behind on the chair with his sati, had a second attack, and he said within a few seconds he was gone. Just like this. Good wudu, just finished class teaching, went home, made wudu, came back to make imamat, and Allah Ta'ala took him. Just like that. But you know how we think? No, I know a little bit, it's happening. It's going to happen just now, so I'll just prepare like that. Nobody knows. You don't know when it's going to happen, it's just going to happen. Then Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is negligent for even a second. And that whatever you do secretly is hidden from Him. By Allah, we were unmindful. Imam Shafi says, غَفَلْنَا بِعَمْرِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تَرَاكَمَتْ عَلَيْنَا ذُنُوبٌ بَعْدَهُ ذُنُوبُ فَيَلَيْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفُرُ مَا مَضَى وَيَذَنُ فِي تَوْبَاتِنَا فَتُوبُ. Say, by Allah, we were unmindful until eventually sins upon sins engulfed us. Many of us say our old days. It wasn't the good old days. It was the bad old days. We involved in guna and sin. He said, by Allah, we were unmindful. We didn't realize. That time, whether halal or haram, people ate everywhere. Went everywhere. Did everything. Everyone went away. Say, Ayyamul Jahiliyyah. Days of Jahalat. He said, by Allah, we were unmindful until eventually sins upon sins engulfed us. He says, oh, if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our past sins and grant us the ability to turn to Him so that we may repent. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْيَوْمَ أَسْرَعُ ذَاهِبِ وَأَنَّ غَدًا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ قَرِيبُ. Do you not know that today is passing by extremely fast? And you see from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, how fast is going. People are saying, we hope there was 25 hours in the day. But that won't happen. Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in our time. Barakat will come when you do a ma'amulat. Ma'amulat is taken. And Hazrat says, unfortunately, among the akabirin, among the old people of before, like how the Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw him sleeping in the morning, then he shook him up, Ya Harisa, kaifa asbahta ya Harisa. Oh Harisa, how do you feel in the morning? How did you spend the morning? Somebody has asked, how's the morning? Well, you know how we say in our own way. What was his reply? He knew what Nabi of Allah was asking him. It wasn't about his physical self. It was about his iman. This was the environment in Madinah Munawwara. Oh, Harisa, how is your morning? His reply was, Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I have woken up this morning as a true believer. The truth, my iman is intact, alhamdulillah. Oh, Harisa, there is a proof for every claim. What is your proof? Oh, Nabi of Allah, as if I can see. As if I can see the people in Jahannam suffering, more or less. And I can see the people in Jannah enjoying themselves. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, Falzam. Oh, Harisa, hold fast to this. Say, Wa imrun, nawwar Allah qalbahu. That Harisa, such a man, Allah has put nur in his heart. Nur of Iman. The unseen became a reality. They could see the people in Jahannam, I mean it was a reality for him. The people in Jannah, they could see the pleasures that became a reality for him. But this is a reality that I should be living a real life. So how this can become a reality in my life? That really, this life is going very, very fast, is passing by. Do you not know that today is passing by extremely fast? And that tomorrow is very close for those who are looking on. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. One point I was making, this before Haditha was inserted. Nobody can remember. Inshallah, it'll come. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing ilajul ghadab, the treatment for anger. Treatment for anger. As you heard many a times, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat will explain also, rahimahullah, that anger is an illegitimate child of pride. Pride is the original. Pride is the asal. Al-Amrad is the mother of all illnesses. Pride. Because of pride, a person is angry. He's angry upon who? Upon makhluk in the creation. They don't tramp my toes. Don't tell me anything. Don't upset me. And together with that, one is a person says, I don't get angry. Look at the pride in him now. MashaAllah, he's thinking good about himself. He's thinking good about himself. I don't get angry. And what is pride? What is ujub? What is vanity? Self-conceitedness? Is that a person feel good about himself? It's also a type of pride. So even to say, I don't get angry, may shukr to Allah. Say, Allah Ta'ala has made me cool. Alhamdulillah, I try not to. So Hazrat says, Rahmatullah alayh, the two ahadith regarding anger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that anger is from shaitan. Anger is from shaitan. And you see when a person is angry, Hazrat says, even the mother will say, look at the shaitan, look at him. Looks like a shaitan. When the husband is angry also, look at like a shaitan you're carrying on. Okay? Shaitan you're carrying on. So, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said also that anger is from shaitan, the call towards it and its effects. The call towards anger is from shaitan, the effects of it. Hazrat will say, Rahmatullah Ali, they see his eyes, how it becomes bloodshot, and how the veins begin to pop out. And look at how he looks now. That he looks like a devil right now, because anger has come within him, and anger is haram. The call towards it and its effects, that is from shaitan. Shaitan is from fire, which can only be put out by water. Only be put out by water. When any amongst you gets angry, let him make wudu. Go and make wudu. It's not just now for bayan. Getting angry, go and make wudu. Go and cool off. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah ta'ala explains that it appears in one narration, on becoming angry, recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. It appears in Mirqat that if in spite of this one's anger does not subside, make wudu. If still does not diminish, the two rakats of salah. This is the medicine of sabr, which is very unpalatable to shaitan. The four types of anger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who gets angry quickly and whose anger departs quickly, very quickly, his temperament gets, but he cools off. You see, what they say, Gujarati, boro baro che. Is it? Bola bara. He get angry, then just now he cool off. It won't last too long. He just gets angry and then he cools off. So four types of anger. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said more or less, that person who gets angry quickly and whose anger departs quickly is neither deserving of praise nor censor. Don't praise him and don't get angry on him. Just leave him. That person who loses his temper after long and who regains control after long is also neither worthy of praise nor censor. Those among you who take long to become angry, but whose anger dissipates and disappears quickly, takes long to get angry and he cools off quickly, are the best amongst you, while the worst are those who get angry quickly but take very long to regain self-control. That's the worst. And this has become very common in couples. Gets angry and for days silent treatment. Silent, shows his anger. 3 days, sometimes 1 week, 1.5, 2 weeks, not talking at all. So angry. Takes so long to cool off. But they smile with everybody outside the house. This is zulam and this is oppression. Whether it be the wife, whether it be the husband. Shouldn't be like that. Yes, insan will get angry at something might put him off, put her off. Well, quickly we make maaf. Quickly we make. And we learn from Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says that before Begum Sahiba, before my honored and honorable wife can make me angry, Allah already forgave her. Already forgave her before she made me angry. The cure for anger is prescribed by Hakim al-Ummat Rahmatullah Ali. In response to a question on anger, the Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, when assailed and overtaken by anger, ponder over what one's condition would be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to become angry with you. What will happen? There's no way to run now. One would definitely desire to be forgiven. Therefore, it is only becoming of one to forgive the person who angered one as well. Realize that this person has not wronged one as much as one has wronged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amount of gunas we are making is much more than that. What is more sinful than he is, in spite of one's excessive sinfulness, one yet entertains the hope and desire to be forgiven. We still hope Allah will forgive us. So forgive that banda or bandi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why then should one not forgive him? Secondly, one should immediately move away from there. Do not, under any circumstance, remain there until one's anger has cooled. Inshallah, by resorting to these precautionary measures, one will remain safe from this evil. Thirdly, fix a time wherein one sits and ponders over one's shortcomings and faults. Ponder that one is the worst of all creation. By means of this, the root of pride will be removed from the heart. And you mentioned before also, how many a man really regards his wife to be more pious than me? If he just has to realize, Ya Allah, she's more pious, she's a wali of Allah. And Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said in hadith, Yaqud, see the person who harms a wali of mine, I declare war. Ya Allah, she's a wali of Allah. I look after her. And she should think the same thing of my husband also. Ya Allah, he don't know what good he's doing. What good he's doing. She's already doing good enough now, being in your nikah, alhamdulillah. So that makes her wali already. And mashallah, you keeping her there also, mashallah. Both are awliya. Both are awliya. So each one respect one another. We have muhabbat, and how we wait to see the awliya meeting together, mashallah. It's like two oceans meeting. When you see seniors meeting, how the heart becomes taza and fresh with iman again. Just to see them together, subhanallah. So husband and wife regard one another. She's better than me. He's better than me. Alhamdulillah. Then you see muhabbat in the home. By means of this, the root of pride will be removed from the heart, the basis, the underlying motivative factor that prompts one to anger is pride. Pride entails considering oneself superior to others and others as inferior to oneself. Thus, at the time of anger, address oneself with these words and tell yourself, since you are the worst of all, do not exercise anger on those who are better than you. So regard those better than you. When it comes to children also, yeah, very importantly, very easy to get angry. Mothers also, they get frustrated sometimes. Inna lillah. How they'll pull the child's hand and how they'll hit the child. And after they feel bad. But damage done. Damage done. Sometimes the fathers also, he comes home, the mother will complain. He's not listening. He's like this and he's like this. And the father just goes for him. Doesn't realize what he's doing also. There's abuse. There's absolute abuse. As the Thani would say, Rahmatullah Ali, yes, you have to discipline the child. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned that keep the stick hanging in the house also as a deterrent to the child. Not to terrify him. But there will be discipline in the home. Don't get angry, show anger. Display anger. This is the wrong thing you have done. And the Thani would say, Rahmatullah Ali, if you have to discipline the child, don't discipline the child when you are angry. He says, you must go and cool off a little bit first. Because if you will discipline him now, you are venting your anger. That's haram. You're venting your anger because that is haram. Don't vent your anger. He says, you go and cool off, think properly. Now, how do I discipline him? Ask Allah Ta'ala to guide you. And then if you take him in the room, you have to lock the door. And whether now you have to just hit the bed with the anger, just what you say, just to whoop him a little bit. Make him scared. Whether you bang the door a little bit here and there, make some noise, just to make him a bit afraid. But don't hit. But don't hit. Better you just hit things around you a little bit, just to make him a bit aware. So he becomes a bit scared and he will listen thereafter. And he said, if you have to, he said, not more than three shots. Not more than three shots. Now, there's also a clause to that. You see, this three, the way the father will give those three equal to, he says, those three, غير مبرحين. Three shots, not on the head, not on the private area, not on soft spots. maybe on the back a little bit, on the bottom. But he says such three shots that don't leave a mark on the body. What he shows you is just disciplining. Not so hard you take a full shot, that now we could open Zambak after that. And the boy can't sleep. Then you see him crying from inside. He says, now you're a zalim. As a father, you don't have the right to abuse another human like that. He's my child. He's your child. But he belongs to Allah. He's amanat to you. You don't abuse amanat. This is the trust of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which you have to give correct ta'aleem and tarbiyat. He's not there to abuse. The mothers have to understand also. Yes, they will get worked up. The children will work them up. But they have to be patient, have muhabbat for them, make dua for them, take out sadqah every day also, and ask Allah Ta'ala to make their tarbiyat. So together, husband and wife, understand, we can't just beat up the children all the time. This is incorrect, this is abuse to the child. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله. This one point comes to mind in regards to anger also, which I think I should mention. When it comes to anger, only is the father, mother getting angry. Very commonly, we find in the Hibs classes, there the ustaz also gets very angry. And the ajib thing is, he gets angry for Quran Sharif, which is a kitab of rahmat. So Hazrat has a whole muzakara for the Hibs ustaz also. That when the child comes to read sabak, how he starts the sabak, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Effectively, he's telling the ustaz that, oh ustaz ji, I seek refuge in shaitan, that you also don't become like one. He's saying, A'udhu billahi min shaitan. And you're telling him, but you make one mistake, I'm going to break you. Inna lillahi. Hazrat says, the Hibs class is not there to make huffaz. The Hibs class is there to make the child an ashiq of Quran. He must love to read Quran, he must love the ustaz so much So much muhabbat for the Quran and Ustaz that I want to read Quran every day. Many a boy becomes a hafiz of Quran and don't read Quran after that. But he became hafiz. Let us say the intention of the Ustaz must be, Ya Allah, every student of mine must become a lover of Quran Sharif. So the child is saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani. Oh Ustaz, don't become like what Shaitani Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh Ustaz, teach me Quran with the quality of Rahman and Rahim. With mercy and muhabbat. He says, that is a hibz Ustaz. He makes a mistake, better come and teach you your sabak. Now the Ustaz gets so upset, especially now the repeat mistake. I marked it. Now the Ustaz gets more irritated. He's waiting now. He's going to come to that line. He's going to make the same mistake. Then he's going to see fireworks. It's not your child. And the child is sometimes masoom. Subhanallah, he's still coming into class. With fear he's coming. Doesn't give it up. Coming 4 years, 5 years. He's presenting himself to you. His body, his heart, his mind, his time. Parents are bringing him. What's there for him to run away? I don't want to do it. But he's still coming. And he's still getting hiding. And the Ustaz gets so upset. You're not learning. What's wrong with you? Better you go back to school. Ya Allah. You break the morale of the child. What do you came full time for? Give him targheeb. Pick him up. Take him. Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Ustaz who doesn't make dua for his students is a fit to be an Ustaz. You're doing it as a job. It's issue of pain in the heart. And kamal and perfection of an ustaz and of a parent also is that that child that really can't make it, to take out work from him. To assist him in his work, and now you made him something for the fazal of Allah. Otherwise, everybody say he couldn't do it. But you know what they say in the Western world, that my educator or tutor believed in me and pushed me ahead. The ustaz also believe in Allah, Ya Allah, you'll make him something. Ya Allah, you'll open his heart. Even if to read some wazifa and blow on that child, Ya Allah, he must become half of the Quran. At least he must be able to read the Quran Sharif. Put it into his heart. Our ustaz, subhanallah, what fikr, what love he had for us. Although, mashallah, we were panel beated also properly, alhamdulillah. But that time it worked. At that time the panel beating worked. Because there was enough damages already. But when it should come Friday and we're getting chutti for the weekend, then we could see in his voice, his whole demeanor should become like a crybaby. He said, you're going to go weekend home, you're not going to open Quran Sharif, you're going to put it on the shelf, then you'll come here Monday, you won't know if it was work. Then he would say, if Allah Ta'ala gave me the power and qudrat, I would cut one small opening in people's heart, I put a small Quran Sharif inside, I put a lock on it, so it don't come out. To that extent, so much of fikr, these words still ring in our ears till today. What love we had for Quran to come into our hearts. Sometimes the ustaz will say, better you go back to school. What you came here for? You're not learning. What's the problem? One ustaz, it happened also. That a student wasn't learning his work, couldn't read Quran properly. One of the Darul Ulum. And the ustaz was telling him left, right and center. Couldn't read, couldn't get the words. A foreigner he was. Then finally the ustaz told him, what's up? You can't read Quran properly? Your father carried Quran, didn't teach you at home. The boy kept quiet. Foreign student. He said, boy, what your father does back home? He said, my father is a bishop in the church. He said, Inna. I never knew. I'm the only Muslim at home. Then, that's why it's important for every ustaz to know the background of the child. Where he's coming from, what's happening at home. Somebody is sick, some problems at home. Now the child came, presented himself to you completely, his heart, his mind. To make him love the Quran, Sharif, him, muhabbat him. No child must go to madrasa with any fear. And the ustaz should tell the child also, you didn't learn your sabak, come and tell me, I'll teach you. The child must be able to come and tell the ustaz, I didn't learn my sabak last night. Couldn't learn it, wasn't going in my mind. The child will say that to Quran. Ustaz said, no, you didn't learn. I learned a lesson one time also. One boy was coming to madrasa, just quick muzakara. And myself learned the hard way, jacking him up. What are you doing at home? You're not learning. He kept quiet. Then one day his mother came home and she told Appa at home that, you know, in our house only our son wakes up for Fajr Namaz. He wakes up tahajjud every night and learns his sabak. And we're all sleeping, you know, make dua, we also start waking up. When I heard that, I said, Ya Allah, what am I telling this boy? You're not learning at home. What are you doing at home? Whereas the boy was waking up. He was the only one in the house doing it. No family support really. Subhanallah. Now the ustaz just breaks his morale. So how importantly enough for the ustaz, for the tutor, for the parents, make shabashi, mashallah, mashallah, to pick up the child and make dua for the child also. So one is now the ustaz. The other one also that comes to mind, on is those that are working for us, how we treat them. We don't know the game, what's happening at home. Domestics at home also, many a times the missus don't realize, they also get headache. The body is also pain. When the missus, her head is paining, she will sleep away. But now the domestic must carry on working. Her body pains also. She must be able to express herself. Now we can't display anger every time. But these things are important in businesses also. Right? Sometimes the staff also, be tolerant with them. Now we can't tell them, get out from here, get your own life, don't mess up my life. All these type of statements we make in anger, Allah Pak don't like these things. Allah Ta'ala gave us amanat, we treat everyone with respect, inshallah. Then certain scenarios, how to handle it, we ask Allah, Allah, you guide me now. I'm in a situation, how do I handle this? Do I be stern? Do I be firm? Or do I be soft? Now you ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for, to assist you, Allah will open the way, Allah Ta'ala will guide us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give to me, inshallah. The other example comes to mind now. Sometimes in the masjid we fight. We catch somebody sitting, stealing shoes. Oh, oh, oh. Then even the most crony guy now, in the masjid too, he wants to have a go at him. Even he has a go at him. But he's not everybody's punching bag. He's also a human being. In fact, there's a masla in Sharia also, whether we can apply it or not. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, in his time, there was famine. So there was some theft taking place, perishable items. So we know the masla is that you cut off the hands. But as Umar would say, radiallahu anhu, you can't cut off the hands. You got to see why the person is stealing. He's in need, doesn't have food at home. There's no food, so he's compelled him now to steal. So our situation also in our country, some have a habit, sometimes out of dire need, whatever it is. So the whole masjid can't get around the person and have a go at him. This is the house of Allah. We are exporting rahmat from here. Exporting rahmat from here. Yes, how to deal with him. Now, what we will say also, no use handing him over to the authorities because he'll be out tomorrow morning. Whether you hand him or you don't hand him, he's still going to be like that. We don't take things in our own hands. But now what are we going to do? We're going to give him such a hiding, he mustn't come again. Why you want them to come again? You must accept Islam. You must see the beauty of deen. Allah Ta'ala give us those hearts and tawfiq and give them the understanding also. If he came to steal some shoes, Allah Ta'ala give himmat. If he could work, Allah knows best. Some people just take him, but you don't have shoes. What's the problem? Shall we buy you a pair of shoes? What's, you don't have food at home? Why are you doing a thing like this? Then yes, you have to call the authorities. But the whole masjid now, to go and hit the person is not the right thing to do. You can't go to anger on a person like that. So we will be balanced what we're doing also. As Muslim, especially in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding. It happens sometime in Ramadan, some phones get stolen, they go missing, etc. How to handle the situation? We can't go do this and break people and hit them, etc. Is that the correct thing to do? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir wa rahma anta khairur rahimin. Allahumma ya muqallibal qulub thabbit qulubana ala dinik wa ya musarrifal qulub sarrif qulubana ila ta'atik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khairi ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sa'adaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. جزاكم